You're listening to Wild Talk, and I'm Moira O'Brien Malone. In the Pacific Island nation of Kiribati, king tides, salt water in food crops, and the erosion of beaches and coastlines are just some of the visible impacts of climate change. Ashwini Prabha reports.
Climate change is impacting on the lifestyles, homes, and livelihoods of individuals around the world. Pacific Island countries are amongst the most vulnerable to the impacts of such change. 27-year-old Ben Namkeen from the Atoll Islands of Kiribati shares his experience. He speaks to us from the Federated States of Micronesia.
Since 2004, I've been following up on the changes that happen to the environment in Kiribati. I mean, when I was a child, I could see things that never happened that are happening today. For example, the number of coastal erosions that are happening in Kiribati that I saw when I visited Kiribati back in 2005 in the areas where I never thought it was eroded before. I remember the beautiful coastline, which I remember I put in my testimony and knew it beautifully. The last king tide that occurred last year destroyed the coastline, and you know, a number of mountainous trees were destroyed by saltwater intrusion. And these are things that I have not really experienced back in the past when I was a student back home and when I was hanging around on these beaches that are being eroded. It's a surprise that it happened.
Ben, can you explain a little bit about the saltwater intrusion and how it affecting the food and people's lives?
Currently, right now, I'm in Pohnpei, and the taro patches have been destroyed by the saltwater intrusion. I've gone around and talked with people around the villages, especially those who have taro patches close by the shoreline. I actually visited the taro patches as well, but the leaves turn yellow because the quality of the water in the taro patches have been destroyed by salt water that has been seeped through the ground. It's the same thing back in Kiribati. The bananas trees, which is very important for house construction, local medicines, traditional clothing, and of course it's a local foods as well. A number of them were being destroyed as well by saltwater intrusion, and so it is really a big problem here in Micronesia. We look at the outer islands here in the Federated States of Micronesia. Same also with the Marshall Islands and of course Kiribati, where they depend a lot on the groundwater. They have to make their wells and get the water out of that. Because of the having a limited rainfall. So the saltwater intrusion also have an effect on the quality of the water in the wells where people depend on for drinking. And that is the very big problem because, you know, people living on an atoll, it's really a big question mark of what they would drink. It has an impact on every plant and tree species that people depend on for living in the Pacific Islands. So it's really the most complicated issue that we have right now.
You're talking about the impact of the king tide just last week or so that affected the areas you observed. Can you just give me a rundown of what you saw or what was the impact of the king tides as well?
Well, there was a king tide that just happened in Pohnpei a couple of weeks ago, and it just happened again on Sunday, just 2 days ago. And these houses on the coastal area in one of the municipalities here in Pohnpei, coastal areas were flooded. Like, the waters were actually going inside the house. And there's another problem is that, you know, people are having problems with their house that is being flooded, which is very hard. And, you know, when the tide goes down, everything is wet, and, you know, caused the damage already to their homes and their environment. So, what to do about it? It's very hard.
Ben is an active advocate on the youth forums on climate change. Ashwini Prabha from the South Pacific for WWF Wild Talk.
Coming up in our next edition, more conservation stories from around the world. Please feel free to email us your comments and questions to wildtalk@wwf.panda.org. Thanks to the Wild Talk team. We'll be back again next month. Until then, from me, Moira O'Brien Malone, thanks for listening.